Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Amen. Please be seated for a while. God bless you. Welcome to Bible study. Amen. So we start a new series today. Amen. The Great Commission. Amen. What's the topic? The Great Commission. Praise God. And I'd like for us to turn our Bibles quickly. We're going to compare two scriptures. Matthew chapter number 28. Matthew chapter number 28, verse 19. Matthew chapter number 28, verse 19. Now let's start the reading from verse 18. So we can understand what's really going on. Matthew 28, let's start the reading from verse 18. Now Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now verse 20. Teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. Teaching them to observe all the things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now that's a very, very profound scripture. Those who are lawyers will understand that the form of power that is described as in being exercised is in verse 19. It's called power of attorney. Am I correct? It is delegated authority. So let me explain. Please come. So if I am in charge, please look at me, of a house, and I'm saying, as touching this house, all power is given unto me, therefore go. So what that means is the same power that I have to operate let's say, as the owner. Is that okay? Now, I am giving you that same power. The implication is, whenever you speak, as far as this facility is concerned, you speak with the same authority as I speak. So it is that I am not delegating a part of my authority. I am delegating the authority for you to speak as me. Is that simple enough? Now, if you understand what is playing out in verse 19, I tell you, you will be ashamed if you struggle to heal the sick. Do you understand what I'm saying? Please be seated. Now, people have asked me, how is it that we watch the prayers and your meetings and you say very simple prayers, and then the sick is healed? I was ministering, where's that? Nakali were together. Around Lasu area, all right, very simple meeting. And there was a girl there who had not been able to breathe with her nostrils since she was born. Are you following what I'm saying here? And right there in that meeting, the power of God hit her, cleared everything out. All right, I've seen people, I was ministering somewhere in Ekiti. It was supposed to be a 3 days program. It got extended to 7 days. Became vigil. A woman had to send for her daughter in Lagos who had goiter. Very big. The girl came. I was leading prayer when I suddenly heard a pop sound. As I looked around, I saw that, all right, the thing busted open. Nobody incised it, nothing, by itself. Are you following what I'm saying now? I'm trying to provoke you to righteousness. It is not enough to have theory and say I'm a believer. No, no. There is all power that Christ has with which he has sent us. Do you understand what I'm saying? Once we are done with the wind of favor, all right, we are going into atmosphere of healings, the morning prayers. All right? Don't clap. You will see it. You will see it. People dropping crutches by watching online. Amen. Say it again. We have been given all power. Say it again loud and clear. We've been given all power. So when Jesus said, all power is given unto me. So if he's saying, go ye therefore. What are you going with? You are going with what? All power. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a woman that used to reach out to me in Lagos. And she reached out and said, Pastor, we've been talking all this while. I want you to even pray for my daughter. She had a growth. I'm trying to remember. I think in her throat, very big growth. And the lady called me. I remember I finished ministering that night. I finished ministering in a meeting. I can't remember what meeting. I can't remember what school now. So the girl called me. And when I pick calls, I don't like to waste time. I want to finish what I'm saying and get out of the call. But for one reason or the other, I was just laughing and joking. How are you doing? Where do you work? Okay, this and that. We're just joking. And I said, Pastor, you have to pray for me. I said, you are healed. Pastor, he said, you are healed. She left the call in disappointment. And then she noticed that she was coughing. So she coughed throughout the night and she coughed till she slept off. And by the time she woke up the following morning, the whole growth had busted open by itself. Amen. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Say it again, I've been given all power. Say it again, I've been given all power. Amen. Now let me give you one more example. There's one of my daughters, I'm sure she's online watching. My wife brought her to my office and then said, brought some document, hospital, so on, report. And then what form of cancer again? Ovarian cancer. And then said she has ovarian cancer, this, that. I wasn't having it. So I said, get out of my office. Tell her to get out of my office. Get out of my office. Shock. What are you saying? Somebody has cancer. Say, get out of my office now. You do not have cancer. Out! That was it. Came back about 2 weeks later. New report. Ovarian cancer gone. Nothing to stay. Say loud and clear, we've been given all power. Come on, say it again. We have received all power. Say it again. We have received all power. The greatest power in the universe is backing the gospel. That's the greatest power. All right, I can share stories with you of going to minister in dangerous places. In fact, there are no dangerous places. Danger is relative to the men who entered. There are no dangerous places. Amen. What form of region do you want to tell me? Is it where they are macheting people's head or where it is charm? I went to minister in a place about 12 years ago. My roommate, I used to have a roommate who is a keyboardist. So I said, come play for me in this village. We got to the village. And some people went to manipulate some things. And he observed that the rain was falling just where I was standing. He ran for his dear life. Praise God. 12 years after, I'm still preaching. I've seen witches confess. I've seen campuses turned upside down. Amen. I went to minister on a campus. I don't know why I'm sharing stories. I went to minister on a campus. And as I entered the city, I began to hear cry of babies. I listened again. I was hearing cries of babies. What's this? The Lord spoke to me to rebuke the foundation of abortion on the campus. So I went there and I made an announcement to them. Just in case you are living a strange life, nobody will be able to abort on this campus. Do you know what that means? I heard the gist. Mothers. The following Mother's Day on that campus, it was a tsunami. We can hold systems by the word of this power. Do you understand what I'm saying? And we do it. See, it is not power if you are trying to look mysterious to exercise it. I can as well hold someone's hand by this same power and say, I release you to go and prosper. Mixed with faith, it will not fall to the ground. Are you following what I'm saying here? Say it again. All power has been given to me. Say it again. All power has been given to me. Now, you have not received power for fun. You have received power to go. Write it down. You have received power to go. You have received power to become a witness of the gospel. Now, the word go ye is a very strange word. Are you ready for this? The word go ye is the word poviomahe. Sorry, I'm trying to. It's not for the size of the word, but for the root meaning. Is that okay? That's the word go ye. That means travel. It means what? It also means journey. So when Jesus said, go ye therefore into all nations, it means journey into all nations. Travel into all nations. Move into all nations. What's your jurisdiction? All nations. How many nations? All nations. That's your jurisdiction. Now, I'm going to debunk a few myths. Because now I'm teaching. And I'm going to say a few things that may not sit well with religion. The Great Commission, first and foremost, this is basic, is not for pastors, it's for all believers. Write it down. The Great Commission is not for pastors, it is for all believers. The Great Commission is not for evangelists alone, it is not for apostles alone, it is not for prophets alone, not for teachers alone, but for all believers. It is as many as believed in him that he has given power. As many. Are you following what I'm saying now? So the Great Commission is a commissioning of all believers. So the mentality, wherever the mentality came from, that a few people are supposed to just be church members, sit in church. No. If you are seated in church and you are not serving and not doing anything, you are not involved in any form of assignment that translates to the kingdom advancing, and you are convenient, we should investigate your salvation. Can I say that again? If you are convenient being in church, your life is not about anything that necessarily advances the gospel, you are convenient. You do not feel any motivation to serve. You don't have anything. You do not have any motivation to be a part of the gospel, not even giving or preaching. You cannot truly receive Christ and not be passionate to share him to the world. You cannot. One of the proof that you have received Jesus is that something begins to burn in your heart called the first love. And as that begins to burn, it pushes you to represent the kingdom in every sphere you stand. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I had my first preaching, official preaching, invitation to preach in SS3. And I noticed that as I was preaching, some ladies were in front. So what happened was that, FCS. In the north here, there's I'm a product of FCS. Some ladies, people have been invited from different schools, but there were some particular girls that were standing in front. So I stood there to preach. I felt so ordinary. I mean, I followed my dad to preach in many occasions. I've seen mad people being healed. And so I felt that him, we will still come there. So I stood there to preach. And as I held the megaphone mic in school to preach, I've not preached for 15 minutes. I noticed the girls in front began to manifest. I quickly dropped the mic and I did not say bye-bye. I ran away. What you don't know is that the power of the gospel enables God. As long as you are willing to go, no matter how ordinary you feel, the power will be expressed. And no matter how mighty you feel, if you will not go, you will not walk in power. And check this. I'm going to say a few things in between that ministers can pick here and there. Any ministry or any minister that is not passionate about soul winning will always be stranded, both in power and in resources. Write it down. You wonder the reason why you are a minister or you are a ministry, and there's always strandedness. There's always lack of finance. Check it. As long as you are not advancing the cause of the kingdom intentionally, fiercely, and deliberately, you'll be stranded. And unfortunately, we have raised systems where testimonies have become scarce. Testimonies are proof that power is at work. Do you understand what I'm saying? Testimonies are proofs that what? Power is at work. So anywhere power flows through, what will be the result? Testimonies. And people ask, I perceive God wants to use me. See, you must move from the point of perception to participation. Are you following what I'm saying here? Power is not necessarily seated around passivers. You must move to begin to participate at your own level. There was a time that the way we rate ourselves as believers is that we will never go to bed at night without winning soul. What happened to that life? It was as though a body of revelation came that we knew too much, that soul winning has been abandoned. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the most interesting, the sweetest part for me in all our meetings we're having is that point where I get to call people to give their life to Christ. Oh, what a joy. But bless God for every other thing. Every other thing are happening because of this one thing. So we don't leave the caucus and face the electives. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Both signs, wonders, and miracles, they are to invite people, having come, experience Christ. Oh, we have sickness disappear. We have this. It can disappear and the fellow still go to hell. Somebody can get up from wheelchair and with the two leg enter hell. True or not true? Somebody can raise up. You can raise someone from the dead, die again and go to where? Hell. The essence of miracles, signs, wonders, and all power is to do what? Preach the gospel. That's the essence. Say it loud and clear. From today, I will preach the gospel. Come on, say it again. Say it again emphatically. I will not leave it to my pastors. I will participate. Now, I love something Pastor Hi Adeboye said. He said, anyone who can feel pain must be given the opportunity to escape hell. Now, have you thought about it, that it is not a myth? I recently, myself and my wife were watching, I don't know now whether to say gospel musician, I don't want to get into the matter. And she invited someone, and then another religion, and then said, come and sing, and then say that, who told you that this. See, anyone who says no to Jesus is going to hell. No matter how good you are. And see, when I go out and look at people, are you following what I'm saying? The burden is, we must do all we can in our power to make sure they don't go to hell. I think many of us have not really believed it. For maybe some Christians are still doubting that, I've seen questions. Will a loving God allow sinners go to hell? Yes, the loving God has sent his son to die. And anyone who believes in him will not what? Perish. But have what? Everlasting life. Anyone. So meaning that the people are, if somebody is at the point of death and you can get the person to accept Jesus, it's cross to life. Anyone. Oh, this fellow has killed 200 people. Can he accept Jesus? Jesus will never say no to him. But if he will not come to Jesus, he's going to hell. Are you following what I'm saying here? Anyone. So we understand that the Great Commission is the heartbeat of God. The Great Commission is the heartbeat of God. His heart is beating for souls. Now, this statement here, Jesus said this statement at the final moment. He said, all power has been given to me, but now I'm talking to you now. Go ye. Do you understand that? You wonder why you've come to a point, I'm going to show you from scriptures. You've come to a point where you now feel so powerless, so redundant, that now demons are oppressing and pressing you. The same you that sometimes used to carry fire, is because once the power is not in use, it begins to win. In fact, you become victim of sin that you do not think you can commit as long as you are idle. As long as you are not going, you will shock yourself in grand style. See, anyone who is a soul winner cannot fall flat. And I'm going to show you from scriptures. Write what I've just said now. Let me explain. I'm going to show you from scriptures, then I'm going to explain. Now, quickly turn your Bibles with me to look up John chapter number 15. John 15. We start the reading from verse 1. John chapter number 15, we'll start the reading from verse 1. Now, listen, look up, everybody. Imagine a situation where you are on the campus. And on that campus, you have won souls, you preached the gospel, represented Jesus so much so that anyone who sees you naturally calls you pastor. Do you get what I'm saying? You know, there's a way, you know, that's the, some of us became pastors before we became pastors. We became pastors by wearing tie. Then God now say, let me use you. So imagine that. They've got pastor. Do you know that from that alone, it becomes difficult for you to do shady things? Naturally, if you attempt to do some funny things, they say, pastor, we know you now. Are you following what I'm saying? You try to go to where guys are drinking, and you say, let me even try and drink this and check how beer tastes like. Even the guys themselves say, pastor, we know you are not one of us. If unbelievers are convenient around you and you talk, exchange everything, and they feel you are one of them, your light is not burning so high. If by themselves they can't say, we know you are not one of us. If when you are going for conferences and meetings, they are packaging girls for people and say, in your hotel room, this is your package for the night. And they can also package for you before you now say, I'm a child of God. You should check it. The life that we have should speak so loud that Jesus is seen in our day-to-day walk. They did not call the disciples Christians because they say we are Christians. They saw them. They saw that they were not learned, and they took note of them that they had been with Christ, hence Christians. This bastardization we have brought to the gospel, that if you check the media of a believer, you don't even know this is a Christian. The way he talks, the comments, the insults, the things he posts in the name of influencer. Or in the name of, are you getting what I'm saying now? Check, go on TikTok and check the average Christian you know. You see, gradually they are trying to shake their ways small. It will get more views. It's like it's a mentality. Meanwhile, the power of influence is at work in you. Are you following what I'm saying now? To a very shameful extent, that even people's wives, it's style. They say people will like that one more and they will check it more. So let's give them what they will check. Then when they now check your waist, they will now see Jesus. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? We should be angry. This was not the gospel that was committed to our hands. And I began to ask God, where did this problem start from? It looks as though we at some point replaced preaching with technology. That if I can say anything that look like Christ on social media, I've witnessed. No. How many people through you have received Jesus and confessed him as Lord? How many? Not that you post some funny things that they know your life is not agreeing with on Twitter and you just post and say this and all that. No. No matter how much we say we want to influence and take over systems, it is to the end that believers get born again. Oh, sorry, that people receive Christ and we mature the saint also. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Say it again, all power has been given to me to witness with. So I was giving you an illustration. So you find people who were able to move from level where you assumed they were on fire to a level where they were on their face flat. It's because the light did not so shine. The light did not so shine. If your light so shine, any nation you enter, you try to hide yourself, there will be somebody who have heard your message somewhere. I say, I know you. How? But this is not your wife we used to see online. This is not your... Do you understand what I'm saying? It is a sign that the lives you have touched now will not also allow you go down. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you truly touch lives, help them grow. If the devil raises ugly head, they will hold you and say, we know you now. You are not like this. You didn't raise us like this. You didn't teach us like this. We learned from you. But are you seeing right how dangerous it is to lay the foundation of your life being shady? To have learned how to be crook, how to be crooked from the beginning of your assignment. To have built the foundation on rubbles where you have mastered living in iniquity. In fact, no man who lays his foundation like that gets to the peak of where God is taking them to. No one. No one. I have studied men who finished well, men who lived long enough to supervise transitions that God could trust with next generation. I found many interesting things in common. One, prayer. Two, study of the word. Three, holiness. I'm a bit more afraid for a generation that holiness is no longer a message for. That generation is about to have the highest number of casualties. Do you understand what I'm saying? So much so that a pastor will now tell somebody, let's fornicate. He said, it is the flesh that sin. Our spirit is intact. See, it is sin in the flesh. I want to live a kind of life that if anyone around me thinks about it, all of a sudden they are convicted. This man is not like this. I cannot allow my life to go down. Is that the life you want to live? Is that the life you also want to live? Or you want to live a life where even if they are trying to stand for God, when they remember you, they say, he's failing too. Let's fail. Are you following what I'm saying? Say it again, all power. Say it again, all power has been given to me. Say it again, all power. Now quickly, let's turn to the book of John chapter number 15, please. John chapter number 15. John chapter number 15. If you are there, say amen. Now let's start reading from verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. Are you seeing the reason why taking the gospel further can be a difficult task for a man who has not mastered intimacy? So you wonder the reason why it looks like you lack the power to preach, the passion to preach, is because you are not abiding in him. And the moment you are not abiding in him, you cannot bear fruit. You cannot. See, let me tell you what the devil wants to do with your life. Let me help you paint the picture. What the devil wants to do with your life is to waste it a day at a time. He wants to waste it a day at a time. And towards the end of the day, you see a bit of light and say, tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow again, he comes first thing. And before you know it, you have lived all your life around a cycle. And once your life begins like that, you are, see, the issue with these distractions is not necessarily about what the devil is bringing you into. It is about the life that he has taken you away from. The life that powers a whole economy, such that many will get to heaven and see what they could have become. But it never became that. Because they never allowed the power to truly manage. Are you following what I'm saying? You've got to understand that the secret first is intimacy. It is from there you can now receive that power and go forth. Abide in me and I in you. A branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abides in the vine. So you wonder why the struggle, why can't I win soul? Check. Am I rooted? Are you aware that ministry is not a formula? It's not a formula. Anyone who is in ministry is one who have learned to wait on God to minister. A minister waits and receives to give. Because the danger of the almighty formula this generation wants to receive is that people are going to see ministries that have certain results and check what they are doing and duplicate. There is no reward for wrong work. Are you feeling what I'm saying? Say, what was he doing? What was apostle doing? Okay, they are into media. Okay, yes. They do YouTube sessions. Okay, wow, powerful. Okay. Oh, wow, how was the setting like? Oh, so let's go and buy this kind of light. Okay, once we buy, we'll do this one. You must understand that these are instructions received in the place of individual waiting. And as you wait on God, it gives you specific, your own cutting edge. Are you following what I'm saying here? There is a need to go back. Because if not, we're going to have men who are functioning from their head. And your head cannot carry you through your generation. No, it can't. It lacks the merit. It lacks the strength. It lacks the capacity to endure what is coming. Do you know the sometimes restriction from different forces, including your own emotions, that tries to fight your cutting edge? That the only way out is that you learn to subject yourself. Are you following what I'm saying here? And pray through in the place of prayer, my Father and my God, I rebuke discouragement. Every emotions of discouragement, of tiredness, they die. I rise to minister regardless. Little wonder many people who want to hold the microphone on campuses can't survive 5 years outside campus. Because it takes more than desire to power this economy. January 5 made it my 14th year of doing this consistently. And I can tell you for 14 years, it's still a very small year. But I can tell you for 14 years, you must have mastered prayer and waiting upon God. If not, you'll be finished before your very eyes. I think I'm going too far. Let me just go back. Are you following what I'm saying? Let me tell you this. Any minister you hang around that you can't trace the lifestyle of prayer, fasting, study of the word to run. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nothing about their life mirrors any intimacy. Do what? Run. Or you hang around ministers, particularly for young ministers that want access. This access thing, check it. See, many times when I talk with my friends and they mention, do you know Apostle Susan? I don't. Do you know Pastor Susan? I don't. Sincerely, I know I don't have to know anybody, everybody. I only know those that God has revealed to me on the path of my assignment. So I don't eat everything. I know you are a blessing. The same way I'm a blessing, not everybody has to listen to me. I respect it. Do you understand what I'm saying? If there are people that my messages have something to do with their assignment, may they find it. Well, if it does not have anything, then leave it and go to those. So I don't have affiliation with everybody. I'm not everywhere. I'm not everywhere. Are you following what I'm saying here? And do you know this? I don't know this person. I bless God. I have powerful access, relationship. I bless God for that. But listen, I don't rate myself based on those things. Do you understand what I'm saying? If I hang around you as a man I look forward to, and I discover that you talk about issue of immorality with impunity, as though, we will never talk again. I will pray for you from afar. Because the level of result you have can be a form of influence over my soul. That maybe God excuse certain things. And don't overrate your ability to be influenced. Don't underrate your ability to be influenced. And say nothing will happen to me. You will discover now that much more can happen to you. They might even get to certain height before they fell. And you have not even climbed. Your fall will be so great. Now I speak these things as note of warning. Because I see a generation that want to rate themselves based on what minister you have taken selfie with. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then when the minister is having birthday, you push online and say, thank you for the gifts of access. Meanwhile, he doesn't have your number. Have you seen the flesh in crude? Is the flesh in solid form? Thank you, sir, for the gift of. If the person doesn't, if they show him your picture now, who is this? Why? Because people are now placing their importance on certain relationships and certain individuals. Sometimes I'm always, pained when I go for meetings and then the only thing somebody can come to say is, can I take a picture with you? I'm not a celebrity, I'm here to serve. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because listen, if you fancy that, it means you are also going to have the tendency of doing ministry as a celeb. The reason that thing means so much, do you know people can fast 40 days and the purpose is not souls? Neither kingdom. It is for personal aggrandizement. To share stories and say, well, me too, I did it. Or to get something. See, the heart is so deep. It will take the Holy Ghost and serious waiting on him to help you see it. The heart is deeper than the deepest pit you've seen on earth. God even said, who can search? Do you know, as I woke up this morning, I began to cry to the Lord concerning the morning prayer. Oh God, this. All right, my wife knows I sleep last. I wake up far before everybody will wake up. I pray. I follow what I'm saying. As I'm listening to messages, I'm praying, oh Lord, help me, Jesus. As we start this morning, let there be testimonies. The Lord asked me again, why are you doing what you are doing? I knelt down. That question is not, when God asks you a question, please don't answer in a hurry. I knelt down and I allowed the Holy Ghost, help me search my heart. Is it because many people are doing morning prayers? Are you following what I'm saying here? And I saw that, oh God, now you can see my heart. My genuine burden is that your people will have testimony. It is not enough that we teach them. There is a level of power needed to back these things up. Please help me. He said to me, he said, daily you will record testimonies. But he first asked the question, why? Oh, I want God to use me. Please lay your hands on me. Double portion. Why? If you so desire double portion and you hate soul winning, are you seeing that the motive is wrong? If you so desire, please. A lady reached out to me. I've never seen it in my life. There's no time I will not see such. So let me just leave it at that. Oh, sir. I've been following you. I want God. Everything God has done to you should do to me. These are silly prayers, but everything. I just gave her an instruction. I can't remember, but to fast and then do some things. Fast, then study. I gave her a book. I said, read this book there. Read the book of Ephesians. Then come back to me and talk to me. From that second, ghosted. I said, what kind of gen? How many days fast have I placed you on? Are you following what I'm saying now? So we have people who, please say what? What do you want to do with that power? When Jesus said all power has been given, the next statement was go. The next was what? Go. Was what? Go. Why do you want to receive all power to boast, not go? The purpose is to be moving, be busy on your two legs. Go. Understand the assignment. Many people have asked me, how are you able to leave the work you guys are doing in the battle? And then, just go to start from the scratch again. The call from the beginning is to what? Go. If he allows me to stay in an environment for a year, 2 years, I give him the praise. No matter the testimony and the things happening, if he comes today and say, get out, I'm out. It is not subject. Are you following what I'm saying? And even when I have to tell my wife, it is not a way to seek opinion. The one who created both of us have said, get out. We are subjected to that one. Do you understand what I'm saying? So when it was time to come here, it was not subject to, what do you feel? Mm-mm. That feeling never came somewhere along the line. In fact, I never thought of movement until I entered the plane. It was not something I sat down to say, I'm leaving. So when I left the house, I was just leaving the house. People were greeting at the airport. I saw they were trying to hug and they were almost crying. I left. I did not tell my wife goodbye. As they were catching emotion, everybody went, okay, all right, see you guys. I left. Go and do what you are doing there. This is an assignment that is bigger than any emotions. It was when I now go to Abuja and I say, sorry, the way I left, you guys, You know, there was a time in my life that I lived on the road more than I lived in my house. You know, maybe in a month, I'll be at home 3-4 times. We have a long list. I was using one Toyota Big Daddy. What I used in that car in 2 years, you can't use it in 10 years. That car traveled this nation. There was a time I went to minister. I finished ministering a vigil in Ife. First thing in the morning, I needed to meet up for another meeting for, was it 10 to 11 a.m. in Abeokuta. So after the vigil, I just had about 1 hour nap, got up again, and it was even my birthday. People were sending bed. We are busy. Don't let me even go to the issue of birthdays. And I got to Abeokuta, minister in Abeokuta. I think I could get there around 2. Because we had some delays on the road, police officers and all that. And then from Abeokuta, I had to minister that same day in Akure. So from there. Now look at the distance. When I got to Akure, as we got down from the vehicle to enter the hotel room, they had to carry me. I was shaking. I remember Debbie was serving then. Pastor Henry was the one driving. I was shaking like leaf. They had to go and look for tea, and I'm not saying you should go and stress yourself because you want to go eat and then kill yourself. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a level of wisdom you need to do this thing for long. Do you understand what I'm saying? But I'm showing you that sometimes if you look at men and say, how has God anointed these people like this? Check the extent they are going for the gospel. How many days on the moon did we have? I just told her, I said, I'm going to Kano. Eh? Kano what? I'm going to Kano. You just got married. I'm going to Kano. Woman of God. We agreed before we married. Then I wasn't so wise. You got what I'm saying? I said, so I have to go to Kano. Our first few months of being married. I think my wife must have come to herself and say it's a waste of time crying when it's going out. I'm going to say, so please, sorry. See that? And Me, I'm always surprised. Somebody is crying because of me. I'm surprised. So I'm not, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not feeling any pity or something. I'm just, the only feeling is surprise. It's just crying, and then I'm going out and say, you are crying. My wife will cook and say, it took a while to know this man, forget breakfast. Cook and then say, he's not eating. Somebody will cry because I've not, Jesus. I had to call my wife and beg her, if we continue like this, you will cry every day in this family. Stop crying. And on, do you understand what I'm saying? Just stop crying at once. Okay? Go away. Let's see. It's not complex. This is who I am. Listen. Until everything about you screams the gospel, you are still playing. Everything. Your lifestyle, everything you do. You know, there is a level of passion you will have about the gospel that you can no longer say, I don't care. Do you understand what I'm saying? As a girl, you just wear some bum shorts and say, it doesn't matter. If you say, because this is the new generation, we are Gen Z, this. No, you will care. There is a level of passion that when it speaks in your heart, you will really care. You will care what everything about you is doing to the souls of people. You will. Now look at it. John 15. And let me say this to you, particularly for those who are in ministry and you are connected to this broadcast. Listen to this. And I want to say this as a means of warning, knowing fully well that I myself am under lens of observation and all that. You must make it a point of decision and prayers before God from day one, that you will live a scandalous life or a scandal-free life from day one, and begin to put it in your prayer, God, by whatsoever means, help me. Because you can't preach the good news if your life is a bad news. You can't. You can't. One time as a single pastor, I instructed everyone, both those who call me father and those who call me mentee. I say, whenever you send me a message, don't add I love you. Say, I love you, Papa. Don't add it. Say, we. As a way to secure my soul. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you want to do this thing for long, there must be certain restrictions. Am I going too far? You better see the burden and the pain of indiscipline is more than the pain of discipline. I take time and I study people who have done this assignment for years, decades, fathers. No scandal, family, intact children, fine. But you will see structure of a retreat. You will see structure of prayer. You will see shutdown. Many of them, and I'm not saying this as a way to say people should lead our homes carelessly. Many of them have certain times they come out in a day. I have certain time. Spend time with God. You cannot say your life is about the gospel and you are toying with sin. You can't last. You must hate what God hates. And you can't set people free from a prison you are locked in. You can't. You can't. Are you following what I'm saying here? I said you can't set people free from a prison you are locked in. You've got to pray. Now let's examine what the Bible. Okay, so in that John chapter number 15, you cannot bear fruit if you are not abiding in the vine. You cannot bear fruit if you are not abiding in the vine. You cannot bear fruit if you are not abiding in the vine. So the version of Christianity or a body of revelation that, you see, it's not about church now. It's not. See, the moment you despise the gathering of brethren, your productivity stops.
The moment that philosophy starts entering your head and you start saying it's not about this, it's not about that, it's about what is in the heart. What the devil is doing, he wants to isolate you so he can finish you. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need consistency to be effective. To be effective. To be effective. And anyone under the sound of my voice, as long as you have ears to hear, and you can hear what I'm saying, there is a call upon all believers to go ye. There is a call upon all believers to do what? To go. Many of you have said, oh, I have some callings. It looks like God is going to use me for his glory. I think the call of God is upon my life. Start from evangelism. Start from soul winning. Are you following what I'm saying? If we cannot trace this, your burden to soul winning, regardless of what version of ministry it is fake. So I begin to suspect individuals when they say, I perceive there's a calling. How many souls are you winning? Actually, it's fake. The burden will take you to where the souls are. Are you following what I'm saying here? Now, look at this. Let me are you aware that soul winning is one of the secrets to answered prayers? When you begin to bear fruit, whatsoever you now ask the Father in my name, Jesus said, I will do it. Whatsoever. Now let's compare Matthew 28:19 with Mark 16:15. Mark 16:15. Now this Jesus speaking here, Synoptic Gospels. And he said to them, go ye into all the world. Now this time another word is used. He said, and preach the gospel to every creature. The word preach is the word proclaim. In fact, the root word there is the word herald. It means herald, announce. Everywhere you get to, you are just curious. Have you met Jesus? There's this song. Have you been to Jesus with the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? You know that song? Ah, the white as snow, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? And it looks like that question, we exchange it for getting Twitter and do. Something. And majority of the problems we are facing now is a pointer to the fact that we actually stopped winning souls. And certain point, you know, I grew up from a traditional, I mean a local assembly, a church. It was in the season where people know this is my family. And when they find themselves in another city, this is my church. Where God has planted me. Are you following what I'm saying now? But we seem to have moved from planting men and being rooted in Christ to building a system where people can attend 20 churches in a month. Just check. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just check. Okay. Ah, those ones. They're not too gay AC like that. You know, cool. If you know cool, if it's your father's house, it's your duty to put it there. Anything you feel that is not right in your father's house, buy it. I said buy it. Yes, I said buy it. Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying this to bully you. But I'm just telling you that we have a core responsibility. 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 To preach the gospel. To push the gospel. To herald the gospel. How many of us have that responsibility? All of us. How many of us? Now look at your neighbor and say, you have that responsibility. Tell that neighbor again, you have that responsibility. So there is no such thing. Listen to this. There is no such thing that I do not think God will use me in ministry. If you are a born again Christian, you already have a ministry waiting. Amen? You already have a what? As long as you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you already have a what? Ministry. Let me show you. 2 Corinthians 5. And any pastor, I'm speaking as talking our pastors now in our branches, that people under you are not aware they have a ministry, you are not working. If people don't, are you following what I'm saying? If a pastor can pastor you for a year and the people are saying, I don't think God is calling me, the pastor is a lazy pastor. He's not working. Everything, the body language of the pastor, the passion with which he walks, the way he does ministry, should give them a sense of responsibility. They should look at him and know he can't do this alone. They should look at him and know that we are in this together. If they can't, listen, if you truly carry this burden and this passion, it will rub off on anyone around you. Your lifestyle truly speaks in the life of those who are the closest to you. All this nonsense of people coming to church and say, and you see somebody who has been a worker for years, say, I don't think God wants to use me. Who is pastoring you? Who? Because one of the assignments the fivefold ministry have is to mature the saints, prepare them for the work of ministry. Everybody must have that duty. Do you understand what I'm saying here? To preach, to go out, to advance the kingdom. So if we have people who want to say, I don't think me, God wants to do it. Say what? If you're in church, God is going to use you. Tell your neighbor, if you're in church, God is going to use you. Tell your neighbor again, if you're in church, God is going to use you. So wait, let me ask you a question. Do you think you are learning all these things so that at the end of the day, you become one full housewife somewhere? We can send you to any of our branches. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are looking at her. Once you are fed and you have been taught the word to a level, it's your duty to now mature others. Do you understand what I'm saying? In this church, we raise God's end time armies. We don't raise civilians. We raise armies. We can send you anywhere. You say you are a businessman. We'll go and do your business and be doing the work of ministry. It doesn't stop each other. Do you understand what I'm saying? We didn't say stop what you are doing. We say no, God has called you and accept the baton. If you can hear me, God is going to use you. Chobo? He will. And there's nothing like I'm a lady. He can't use me. He will. Catherine Kuman, that you so love, is a lady. McPherson. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say amen if you get me.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not about wearing suit, oh. And you are not preaching the gospel. We'll collect that suit from your neck. Go out and preach. Have the burden daily. If you see your pastors doing many meetings, it is an invitation that it can't be them alone. Look at the number of meetings we have in a week. Back to back. So and so meeting. So and so this. We pull out meeting plans for mentorship. Already have about 1,000 people. Am I correct? People want to learn God. People want to learn God. We are doing this, some leadership training here. If I check there, an average person here may belong to more than 50 groups. Different training, this one, you just see Zoom link, come and join again, equipping the saint, being busy. Many times as I'm busy, my wife is also busy upstairs, she's talking to some people, training some people. Hey! You can't be around us and not feel you are called. So if you are around a pastor, and you do not perceive that God is going to use you, check the pastor's life. And if a pastor people are around you and there's no consciousness of God using them, you have failed the primary purpose of your calling. You have failed the primary purpose why God called you. God did not call you so it can be only you. He called you to mature those that will go next. It can't be only you. Are you following what I'm saying here? We're going to have branches in different parts of the world, in Kano, in Kaduna, in Katsina, in Port Harcourt, in many places. Am I the one that will go there? It's you that will go. I said it, you are the one that will go. Yeah. That's why you are learning what you are learning. Because you will not be on this seat for life. If you fail to get up one time, we call you and say, get out. Come and go to Katsina. Oh yeah? We'll pay for your flight. See you there on Wednesday. Bye. That's it. Let me go and say goodbye. Say, no. Say goodbye on phone. What all Elijah needed to do to Elisha was to cast the mantle around his neck and he walked away. He just, if you have no time, just drop the mantle and then left. Say, that's it. Are you following what I'm saying here? You will, and then to now, what's in it? Don't let me look at you, Pusan. I don't want to believe there's a lady in this church that say, I don't want to marry a pastor. You are in for a setup. Marry what you like. God will call him. God will what? Say, I want somebody I will have his attention 24/7. Somebody that God raised for nations. So you want to, you will explode. You will explode. So I want somebody. Meanwhile, you are being blessed by a pastor that the wife has sold him to Jesus. And you say, ah, he blesses me, my future father. But me now. I don't want to be involved in such. Hey! Now lie. You will serve Jesus. I said you will serve Jesus. You didn't say that, amen.
Amen.
No, say it loud.
Amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Ah, you will serve
Jesus.
He's going to use you.
Amen.
I said Jesus is going to use you.
Amen.
I said he's going to use you.
Amen.
He's going to use you.
Amen.
Now, see, listen. It doesn't matter whether you feel you don't sound like a pastor. Pastors don't have any special sound. It is the anointing that makes the difference. You don't need to sound like a pastor. Praise God. I don't know how I sound, but I just know the power that backs me up.
Yeah.
I don't work on any sound. It's the power. Praise God. I said, praise God. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome was in media department for Archbishop Benson Idahosa. Media. Camera department. Camera department. So who told you that the one who is carrying camera today cannot be having crusades for billions of people tomorrow? These are initial assignments. Pending till you find your place. Initial assignment. Pending. They are not, that's not your final address. You are an usher today. It is pending till a greater one comes. Other people will come and become ushers. It's a rotation. As you are faithful in this, we move you and say, are you following what I'm saying? Any calling that takes you out of your local assembly, you will fail at it. That is where God begins to incubate you. So it may not mean that God will necessarily compulsively use you inside, but it starts from there. That's the ground for maturing you. That's the ground for equipping you. Any equipping you have outside the local church will make you fail because you'll be lifted in pride. All this mock of people who are just doing many things that you can't trace to any pastor, particularly musicians. Can't trace them to any pastor. They are not being pastored by anybody. So they are pattern of errors. No, no. The local church is the ground for grooming. So you start saying you are doing one certain sound. Listen, I started out as a choir member. I know you don't believe. Though after our first ministration, they now held a meeting and said it is important that they don't give some of us mic. They held that meeting. And I knew it was me they were talking to. I prefer that they will say, "Brother, me to don't hold mic." Meanwhile, in the rehearsal, I never held mic. But suddenly, the day of the administrations, the engineer came to give me mic. And I look. Unfortunately, I closed my eyes throughout. I didn't know the person leading his song was singing. My eyes was shut. But I noticed after we finished, nobody clapped. So I felt that's good, that they must have been under the power. I didn't know that I have done. But I didn't stop there. Praise God. After that time, I noticed that they stopped inviting for Riaza. They will just do Riaza. I can't see an invitation. What's happening? They couldn't remove me, but it was like, don't come again. You see. But after that season, I still became a music director somewhere else. Because I didn't stop singing. But this one too, I don't sing all the time. But, you know, for someone like me to be music director, you must know what our music department must have looked like. Uh-huh. When some people hold mic on Sunday like this, you beg God. But it doesn't matter. I still, do you get what I'm saying? When I saw that people used to look at me with bad eye, I moved to another department. I became the engineer of the church. I would set sound. I would do all those things. Then later I moved, also added ushering and all that. But the one I enjoyed the most was sanitation. Sanitation department. It's a rotation. Do you get what I'm saying? Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it well. Do it well. Do it well. Your assignment doesn't start the day you have a ministry to your name. It begins when you start serving. Your ministry begins when you start serving. Not the day you say, Femi Lazarus International Ministry. Right now that you are serving, you have started. You have started. And let me give you a warning. See, let me say this, because this is an in-house meeting. God calls people. He doesn't flash them. God calls people. He doesn't flash them. The moment you notice there is a call of God upon your life, never take break on active service. Anytime you take long break from serving, you will never come back the same. You'll be depreciated each time. And your generation will keep leaving you behind. Once you have started, keep serving God. Not a career, not an ambition, just being in love and serving. I have, before Spell of Life Church started, I have founded more than 14 churches. What did I say? Before Spell of Life Church started, I have founded more than what? 14, and they are still existing. And I never started anyone in my name. Because I never saw God was going to, I didn't know I was going to be a pastor. I started them under the assembly I was serving. We'll go there, start a church, and then call somebody among the villagers, teach the person, train the person. We'll go back again. We're doing that on campus. Starting churches, put people there. Are you following what I'm saying? And I have several campus fellowships that I started, and they are still existing. Many of them want to idolize me and say, "Hey, we want to be bringing you." I said, "No. We have given you all we have. Now there are greater assignments. Go and enjoy yourself and serve." Are you following what I'm saying? While I was on campus, I made a vow with God. I was privileged to lead the Joint Christian Campus Fellowship. As long as I'm on this campus, no cult group will start. It was war. It was war. So don't ever think that what I'm doing now began. Oh, no. I shared the story of one morning, somebody ran to my hostel and said, "Something is happening. Campus is turning upside down. What happened?" They said that an herbalist came, a man, he put some things, and he mentioned your name that he's looking for you. I said, "Let's go there." And the man, when the man saw me, he recognized me. I've never seen my life. He said, "I came to meet you because we agreed. We will not touch any of your people. We will not touch any of your people. So allow us to do our own thing." What were we doing that made him come? I'm telling you an event that played out. What were we doing? Every night vigil. Every night vigil, myself and my team, ragada, gada, gada, ekwataka. All this passion that only takes you to social media is fake. It's fake. It's fake. The foundation of what you are seeing here is very deep. And I've done this with hunger. I've done this without shoe. I've done this without clothes. I've done this when those I was leading were mocking me. Nothing among those things were able to make me stop. It's too late now. It's too late now. It is very much too late now. It is very much too late. Sometimes you will raise people when God bless them a bit. They rubbish you. And do all those things. I will not be offended. I keep moving on and serving and serving and serving. Some of them will ask me, "How have you been able to cope with myself over the years?" Because you are not the goal. The goal is the cross. Keep moving on and serving and serving. And that's why when I'm moving to any territory, I don't have belief that there's any man waiting for me. I don't. I don't rely on people. I have one person. I don't. I extend general invitation. Let those that God is bringing come. We'll labor from the scratch. There's no ground for offense. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, yes. Even the time that I will still wear the clothes of the people I'm leading, because I only have one. I've washed that one. Keep serving. Keep laboring. Keep doing the things you are doing. One time I was privileged to teach in a primary school. All my students, all, got baptized in the Holy Ghost and gave their life to Christ. How do you teach students and they keep getting into lesbianism, getting into all those nonsense? Because nothing from you is radiating. Many people are in ministry as a career. It's a way for the family to feed. There's no burden. There's no passion. It's just a way. It's just a normal thing. The same way somebody can be in any office. And that's why we are having more managers than pastors. They manage attendance, tithe, offering. Nobody. You see, I will measure your work by looking at the ministry gift growing under you. What contribution is your ministry giving to the entire jigsaw of the activity of God on the face of the earth? How many people can we remove from under your leadership and they will find them to be worthy of shaking some territories and some kingdoms? If you say you have done 20 years in ministry and we can't see the product of your apostleship, you have failed. So it's beyond just buying some new gadgets and all those. Sit down and labor, men. Labor. 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 If a pastor is doing Sunday to Sunday, pastor, nobody is hearing from you within the week. No discipleship, no training. Nobody can come and stay around you because I don't want anybody to shut my ration. You don't know ministry. You don't know ministry. You don't know ministry. You don't. Anybody who wants to live a personal life should not be involved in ministry. Should go and trade. Go and trade. Sell nail, sell hammer, sell rice. If you are going to do ministry, everything will be on the line. Everything will be on the line. Are you following what I'm saying? Everything will be on the line. Everything will be on the line. Sometimes as a pastor, I get notification, there's an emergency and all that. And there was a time I had to empty my account. I was in a meeting. Somebody was coming. I was cutting it. Sent a message. Said this. There's an emergency. But when I emptied my account to that emergency, there was no transport for me to leave that meeting. So as I was hearing the word, I was trusting God. My Father, my God, please send help. So somebody now send 1.5. And now say, I'm sorry, it is small. Is it small? Do you understand? Is it small? When you look at the eternal weight of some sacrifice, is it small? Don't live your life in such a way that when you get to heaven, there's no reward. Don't live your life in such a way that you have gotten everything here on earth. You have lived for yourself alone. You have spent on yourself. And I do warn people. You are a pastor. Anybody in church that when it's time for people to give towards the kingdom would always call the pastor behind and say, you know, people are getting offended. Nobody is getting offended. This is the fellow who is offended. And he's a babe. The way we grew up is to give our all. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the way we learned Christ. Say, when it's time for us to have a project, say, you know, January we get first fruit. And now, if we are giving, people are getting angry. If people can come and meet you and sufficiently wash the church before you, it's because they know you are part of them. They know. They know. They know that you are a host to the same spirit. I've been around for a while and I know the spirit I'm talking about. It sounds very formal and official, but it's a dangerous spirit. It's not of God. Wherever a man's treasure is, that's where his heart will be. You cannot say that you are burdened about soul winning. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. And I say this, let me just say it simply as it is. If I wanted to be buying cars with what God blessed me with, I know the kind of cars I'll be buying. I'm telling you. Even till recent times, I've had to trek to some meetings and think, I said, Apostle Lazarus, he's a big man. You don't understand what we put on the line for this work. So such that if I tell anybody we are paying a certain sacrifice, you will see that my life leads in it. Not like I'm telling you this, I'm saying something else. Because there are pastors, whenever they talk about giving, it is so they can spend your money. They are broke. They don't give. You are a businessman if you are teaching what you don't do. Are you following what I'm saying here? I tell my wife every now and then, we are not carried away. We are here to serve. The first time we came, first Bible study, or I don't know how many weeks ago, I came inside this place. The office I was coming from, every air conditioned, everything. There's even a chair on the side. If I'm tired, I need to lie down. All right, there's my wall console with TV. I had to put some 3-4 chairs together. And I laid back. I laid down on it. When it was time to preach Bible study, I stood here preaching. I needed help because my ribs were aching bad. That's the price we pay to go. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can sit down, and once they know I'm in the office, they switch on the gen, there's air condition, I'm studying, I'm enjoying myself, and all that. They say it's an apostle. If it means sleeping on bare ground, that I will do again and again for the sake of this gospel. Are you following what I'm saying? Are you following what I'm saying? We are not big men. We are in active service. Active service. Active service. Active service. Active service. It's a call. Are you seeing the reason why some people's reward can never go unmentioned? Someone just say, the work you're starting in Abuja, I just feel led in the spirit to fit the office and do everything. The fellow does not know the weight of the burden you have taken off. The weight of... There are many Christians we have raised, and the kind of message we have taught them, it will injure the church and the pastor who taught them. We have raised people to become greedy. Greedy. The essence of the prosperity, any prosperity message that does not end with kingdom advancement, you are raising thieves. The purpose of that is that your life will advance. That's the reason you are alive. Ask the rich fool if you don't believe. He thought he was alive so he could eat more. He said, when you die, you will see whether the dead can eat. That's the purpose. That's the reason why God... He think you, well, how many food do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? Can you sleep in 4 rooms at the same time? Can you sleep in 2 at once? Can you eat with a bag of salt? Can you buy sleep? Until you understand these things, you'll just be a businessman behind the pulpit. From the day our ministry was as Bible study group, I engaged the people. On Saturdays, you meet me at Jubilee Garden, OAU campus, by 6 a.m. You meet me by 6 a.m. If you come late, you start throughout my meeting. Discipleship. And you don't go till I release you. 6 hours, 7 hours teaching. There's nothing like our ministry don't have gadgets, so we didn't have gadgets. But my voice can travel far. In fact, at a certain point, my room was the entire discipleship ground. My one bedroom. Yeah? All of them will come. They will see legs, will gather like witchcraft. Oh my dear, they are my people. They are here. They will just gather legs. You see legs, 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 legs. I will stand amongst them tiny like that and be preaching and be teaching and teaching. By 2 o'clock, I'll say, yeah, go and make spark, then come back. Continue again till evening. Say, we don't have gadgets, so I'm just... Keep quiet and get busy. Ministry is work. Amen. Ministry is what? It's work. It's work. One time I was teaching them Mambo, and then rain started falling. Everybody started packing their Bible. I said, sit down there. I won't gain anything for making them sit down. I'm also there. I finished teaching in the rain to let them know. Under the sun or in the rain, we're in active service. Active service. Active. And I noticed that you barely have problem with generations like that. The generation you have problem with are those you pamper, you are... It's that we are raising church members that pastor have to be careful to talk to. You have to check them, because you can talk to them and the next place you will hear your talk is on Twitter. Member will go and call their pastor out on Twitter and say, he rebuke me in leadership meeting. What kind of people have we raised? As a coach, any training you miss, your entire team will miss it. If you miss training on humility, you will not be able to communicate it. Because when your leaders rebuked you, you know how you took it. You don't have the license to correct the next generation. You don't. If you fail training on purity, your team will fail it. After all, they see what you are doing. You know, pastor about 4 girlfriends among the people. And are you getting what I'm saying? Huh? I once rebuked a young man. I called him to my house. I said, I heard you are sleeping with a girl. He said his spiritual father is sleeping with 3. His spiritual father. My hands fell. Are you seeing the reason why God will have to take some people under some dead chicken and set them where they can grow? And are you seeing how you have destroyed the next generation if immorality is traced to you? It means, and they see the things you are doing. You must fight to make sure you do ministry that is scandal-free. If it will mean that you will shed tears and roll on the floor, please pray. And let me say this to you. Don't envy people you don't know their process. You follow men who through faith and patience obtain the promise. Mean that you are not worthy of my followership if I can't look at you and see testimony of faith and patience. That at certain point you waited. The Bible said that let patience have a perfect, a final, a work in you that you may be whole, entire, wanting. There is a seasoning that only patience bring. That moment where you hang in the balance, you don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? I didn't have any vision that our ministry one time we have sound. Afar was the one that used to borrow sound. Afar. One time we didn't have drum. We said we're having new members. Let's go and rent drum. He said, there's no drum, there's electric drum. I should have said, don't bring it. I was at the backyard. I hear doom. What is that? They show me the thing like casket. I said, my God, will this ministry ever get to a point where? So when I see young ministers now, I ask and say, all these fathers, why can't they come and just give us like 10 million? People are sowing into their life. They don't need it. And all that. If they give you, they have bought your future. There is a kind of future that it is the result of process that guarantees. The character to sustain it comes during process. That you will not become arrogant because you know where God took you through. Do you get what I'm saying? I can cope in this environment under any condition because I know the time we're not like this. I remember when we came here newly, our head of media, I was at the back. We were all watching. And I looked at him and I saw tears. And I went to meet him. I said, what happened? I said, Papa, this place is small. Shh. Keep walking. Everything that has life grows. Walk! And I'm excited that you are watching. Because in few months from now, you'll be asking, where are the people coming from? There's no gimmicks. Just waiting. Instructions. And going all out. There's no gimmicks. Hey, I can't preach the gospel because my parents are against me. If I preach, then they said I should not come to church. They said that program, I should not go for the program because, we'll be busy. It's Christmas period. But when you want to see your boyfriend and your girlfriend, you know how to get out of the house. When is Jesus? That's when that word bounds. You understand what I'm saying? Wake up, all ye that slumber. Wake up. We need to raise a generation of people who are dangerously in love with Jesus. Who are passionate, not greedy people, not people who are self-driven, but those whose life and entirety is about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who wants to go any length and anywhere to represent him? I remember one time, I'm rounding up now, we'll continue from here on Sunday. I remember one time, do you know how we started our ministers' training? Do you know? We started our ministers' training from WhatsApp. Voice note. I'll send voice note. You know all those times. There was a time I was in a training. I was on bike coming from a meeting, but I was training people, sending voice note. I fell from a bridge. We didn't know it had flooded. Are you following what I'm saying? The bike man was trying to drag me out. I was still doing my voice note. Not a single person have an idea that I was going through such. One other time, before my phone would pick network, the unfortunate thing about that phone was that the only place I do find network, the woman is grinding pepper there. You see? So I will have to leave my house and run there at night. I'm teaching. And then, so according to John chapter number 5, this. By the time she start grinding the pepper, I said, God, I have to go far again. Whether dragging, crawling, walking, running, or flying, preach. Don't let it get to your tongue and people will not know God. You perceive your calling under a grace. Let others perceive theirs under you. 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 You were under someone when it looked like God was going to use you. Let others perceive theirs under you. It's time to wake up and stop the nonsense and the chariot being busy doing nothing. The major assignment and the reason why God has kept us alive. We are not doing it. Everybody wants to boast. Your social media follower is useless if you are not actively winning so. Are you following what I'm saying? Is what? And there are people today that their ministry sees if Instagram closes their account. Are you seeing how far we are falling? If Majoba wake up tomorrow and close all their accounts, they are finished. Because there is no active work on ground. Even if it is two people, labor over them like they are 2 million. Labor. Very, very important things. Yeah. You must wake up. One time I prayed for one of my daughters to be healed. She had an issue with her hip. She didn't get healed. I took her on bike. I said, let's go to a meeting. There's a man of God who is more anointed than I am. The issue is that you must be healed. I'm not ashamed to say, I'm your pastor. I pray for you, didn't get healed. I will carry you to another pastor that I have heard of. He has stronger healing anointing. Meanwhile, that was how walking in another dimension of healing began in my life. True to it, we sat down together in that meeting. As the man was praying simply for the sick, she got healed. She went out to share testimony, and then this. As she was crying, I went out with her. I'm a pastor. I brought her here. I don't care. It does not make political sense. But she's healed. God, you see my heart. The same grace, I want it. That's the last time I've ever had to take somebody elsewhere. Many times we are just not passionate enough about souls. We just want a name for ourselves. And that must die. I said that must die. I said that must die. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to pause it here tonight. And I want us to please pray. Wherever the burden for soul winning and the passion at God, wherever it went to, we need a restoration. We need a restoration. We need a restoration. We need a restoration. Please pray. Wherever you are connected from, lift your voice loud and clear enough. God help me to be busy winning souls, serving you every day of my life. I'm tired of this idleness, this lukewarmness, this spiritual deadness. Where did my burden go to? Where's my fire? Where did my passion run to? Come back! I'm passionate about soul winning. Lord, help me! Restore back this burden and this fire. Restore. Kualabakai demotike. Petu kupalai. where everything about me, my resources, my burdens, will be about souls. Everything. Everything.
Ancient one, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open arms. Oh, let the ancient word impart. Ancient word. Ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open arms. Oh, let the ancient word impart.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ekatesh te felet te ekatesh. Ikato shen te rokosh. In Jesus' name we pray. I believe one of the reasons why many people may fall off destiny in these days and time is the danger of comparison. The danger of what? Comparison. When I came here and my people are here, sometimes we are here in church earlier and I need space to pray. See, some of them will lay down the altar, lay down chairs. I myself will go inside, gather chairs together and put my side on it. I bless God for what He's doing in my generation through several people, but this is where we are now and I will labor. Do you understand what I'm saying? Many people became big men when they should be serving. Big men. They can't preach again. They can't do all those things. If it's not looking this, they can't do it. They don't know what the calling is. They don't know what the calling is. Many of you watched the movie that came out recently, Enoch, and you saw the burden. Now I speak in my office as a prophet. No, I'm warning now that there is a need for voices to rise to help men humble themselves. Many young people want to remove process from their journey because of comparison. The ministry is not growing and they are not winning souls. The ministry is not growing and they are not busy. The ministry is not growing, they are sleeping and waking up. Nothing, no sacrifice, no labor, no prayer, no burden. You can't come around this man of God and pick any burden for anything. And you wonder, what is your assignment? If you go around a thief, you will catch burden for stealing. If you go around a drunkard, you will catch burden for drunkenness. If you go around a chronic adulterer and fornicator, you will catch burden for those things. How do we come around you with the calling and title? We can't know Jesus more. There is no hunger for more. Just dry. Could it be that you are not there? Could it be? And there are many new people who are coming to church that there are old people that are dangerous to their growth. Because these are old guys who have not matured. It was a new lady that was pouring oil on Jesus. It was an old guy that said it was wastage. Because they know nothing about the gospel. This thing takes everything, your labor, your energy, your effort. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a call to be a big man or a celebrity. We bless God for those who honor and celebrate us. While they do so, active service. Active service. Active service. Please lift your hands on your head and pray. God, help me. Help me. Help me. Help my head to be correct. Help me to stay serving, laboring, serving you in season and out of season, Jesus. Help me. Help me. Help me.
Help me. Help me. In Jesus' name we're praying. Now, we will still get to the point where by the time we are going to any nations, thousands are already waiting for us to come. But while we are on our way there, if it is two, we labor on those two. If it is one, we labor on those. Coming to Abuja, I did not. I'm telling you, I know a few of them are here, but I made up my mind. If anybody choose not to come, I will not beg anybody. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm not waiting for any soft landing. God has sent me to go and labor over this city. Here I'm coming to. It's a consciousness. Do you understand what I'm saying? That if, and there was no struggle, if it will mean that Spirit of Light Church Abuja will start from my parlor, we will take picture on Sunday and say Happy Sunday and post it. I'm not afraid to reveal my process. If there's any generation that is already angry with God and say, why have you left us? See us and be encouraged. Huh? See us and be encouraged. Please pray. From today, Lord, I want to begin to see the manifestation of all power at work in me as I go out to preach, to represent you, to herald this gospel. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. Please pray. In Jesus' name we are praying. One day I saw one of my spiritual sons posted on Facebook. He posted a video of where the members were coming to open his car door. Now, I understand honor, so I'm not prejudiced. But I called him and I warned him. I said, there's a reason why you've never seen me. It's not like people don't rush to help me. But there's a reason why when they are gathering pictures, I tell them, delete it. For my soul. To deal with sense of arrival. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying what I'm saying with all humility. Not to boast or to prove. I prayed for you and for myself before starting to preach. Do you understand what I'm saying? When we're starting morning prayer in Ibadan, there was no car. So I have one of my spiritual sons that will help me. And I was in a conversation with God. And the way that conversation ended in the middle of the night, I knew that God will have to continue. And some things we just not add up. Following day, we woke up. Time to go to church. He will drive from his estate, come to my place and pick us. At 10 minutes, he has not shown up. I said, I know him. Even in my sleep, he's a man of integrity. I can vouch for him before God. Let's go. We ran. Ere, myself and one of my sons were running. But we got to where we'll see bike. We took bike. From there, the break of the bike failed. I said, keep moving. All these small things, they push you. Small thing now. So nobody can stress my life. Oh, no church can stress me. And this. Now that they have seen me, you don't know anything. One day you will stand before Jesus and discover that there were crowns meant for you. You match them yourself with greed and lack of understanding. Do you understand what I'm saying? This thing cost us labor. May the real deal not die out in our generation. Say that amen again.
Amen.
The real deal is that you see men who are actively praying, actively studying, actively serving, actively laboring. Not labor that begins with when you hold your phone on social media and it ends with when you drop your phone. No. I see God restoring genuine service. their new laboring. Say that amen again loud and clear. I said, I see God restoring their new heart of service. I see God restoring their new heart of service. I see God restoring their new heart of service. You will not arrive too soon. You will serve God all the days of your life. I say again, you will not arrive too soon. I say again, you will not arrive too soon. You will serve God all the days of your life. It will be clear to devils and to everyone that your life is about the gospel. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.